Chapter 2 3 days after Frank Morgan drifted away from the wagon train, Dixie Carpenter slapped the thick leather reins and whistled to start the mules. The terrain had changed little in the ensuing days. Virgil and the other men rode out to the sides of the wagons, scouting for game and signs of trouble. Wilson spent all his time out front. The train rumbled along at an agonizingly slow pace, creeping up low hills and slipping down shallow valleys that all melted into one long red and gray formless plain. At least the men got to look at something different. Dixie and the other women didn't get to see much except the back end of the mules. The shorter wheel animal nearest her reminded her of Virgil. It was strong enough, but endowed with a permanent scowl and more than content to do nothing but follow in the traces behind the others. He put his back into it when he absolutely had to, but never seemed to get excited about much of anything. The lead mule on the right was a big red beast with a kind face and a soft eye. This particular mule had a look that seemed to always wander along the horizon, looking for adventure. It pulled with a vengeance when in harness, and ate and played with gusto when turned out at the end of the day. This mule reminded her of Frank Morgan. No matter how hard she fought the thought, ever since he'd ridden away on his beautiful spotted horse, she'd felt as if a part of her was missing. Of course, she knew it was a stupid notion, but no matter how she tried to busy her mind, it always returned to thoughts of the handsome drifter. He was tall, with strong shoulders, and had just enough gray in his dark hair to give him the dignified look of a man who knew things. A man who'd been places besides Indiana and this barren plain. But it was more than that. None of the men in the group were ugly. Each was strong and capable in his own way. Even Mr. Wilson, with his funny, pale eyebrow, was not completely unattractive. But Frank Morgan had a way about him that made all the others sit up and take notice. The men were all a little afraid of him, and the women were curious about him. And it wasn't just his name, either. Dixie had heard the name of the famous gunfighter, but dime novels weren't on her reading list, and she